可以吗？好，这个掉了。小小声明就是，每一次你们唱诗的时候，我都不站起来。
There's a reason why I do not stand when we are singing.
因为你们站着唱诗，我也站的话，等着你们坐下来，我还要站着讲道。
It's because you get your turn to sit down, but I never do.
所以以前呢还可以站，现在站久了就站不住了。
So in the past, I still had that fitness to stand for long, but now I do not.
那今天还要站两次。
And today, I in fact have to
stand. 这个完了以后，下面还要站。
Not just for now, but later on.
希望你们能够理解。
And so I ask for your understanding.
我今天特别高兴。特别高兴我们能够普通话跟英语一起敬拜。
I'm very glad to be able to worship together in a bilingual setting.
我在牧会的时候也是非常高兴能够两堂或者三堂联合在一起。
When I was pastoring, I'm always joyful when we were able to have the different language congregations come together for a joint service.
其实教会应该是一。
Because the church should be one.
当然我也理解我们都有语言的障碍。
Of course, we understand that we do have hurdles when it comes to languages.
我也特别主张用我们的母语来敬拜神。
And I do...propose that we speak or we worship the Lord with our heart language.
所以用普通话敬拜的人用普通话最觉得最最能够靠近神。
So perhaps it is by Mandarin that you are drawn closest to the Lord.
所以英语的用英语来敬拜神比用国语的话更好。
And if it is by English or by Cantonese, whatever the language is,
that draws you to the Lord.在一起我们有翻译。
And when we are together, we do have a translator.
我不知道我有没有见过 Samuel.
I do not know if I've seen Samuel.
但是他的父母我都认识。
But I do know his parents.
所以我非常的感恩。
So I'm full of thanksgiving.
他的母亲是我们韩国华侨。他是不是在座啊？在哪里？在这里。是我们韩国华侨。
His mom is a fellow Korean Chinese.
她是师母。
She is a minister's wife.
也是唱的一首好歌。
And she has also she sings a good song.
四年前在韩国庆祝我的弟弟刘传明牧师服侍主40年荣休。
So a few years ago, we were in together for a celebration for my younger brother who has served the Lord for 40 years.
所以于师母跟他弟弟一起双重唱，二重唱。
And so Mrs. Wu as well as her brother had a duet.
他们唱的诗歌还在我的手机里。
And the song that they've sung is now in my phone.
所以今天很高兴能够。得到他的公子来给我翻译。
So we're very glad that her son is able to translate.
也感谢主让他能够在贵教会来服侍我们的下一代。
And praise the Lord, thank the Lord that he's able to serve the next generation here in this church.
但是我准备这篇道的时候，我不知道是 combine， 也不知道是有听英语的弟兄姊妹。
As I was preparing this particular session, I did not realize that we will have English speakers among us. And that is a combined service.
等一下我用了一些 very Chinese 的中文的话，希望你能够翻出来。
And so I may have some very, very Chinese lingo that I hope can be translated.
Anyway, 我们现在一起来看上帝的话。
Let us now come and read God's word.
这段圣经我们大家都很熟悉。
This particular passage may be familiar to you.
我们先念一遍中文，然后再念英文。
We'll read it once first in Chinese and then in English.
读中文的弟兄姐妹可以跟我一起念。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。 我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。英文。
In English, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you. That on this morning of the Lord's Day, we are able to come and worship you. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is with us. That your word is before us. May your word be the light up to our path. That may we follow your path, may we follow your word all the days of our lives. We pray this in the name, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好了，为了昨天可能英语堂我不知道他听的信息是怎么样。昨天在国语堂我讲到门徒的呼召。
So I don't know what the message you received with the English congregation. Here in the Chinese congregation, we spoke about the calling for a disciple.
那因为这个是接着昨天的，所以我稍微讲一下昨天的。
And so I'll do a little review just so that we can connect it to the message
today. 昨天是讲到耶稣呼召门徒。
So yesterday we spoke about Jesus calling the disciples.
耶稣说来跟从我。
Jesus says, come and follow me.
他们就跟从耶稣。
And so they did.
就成了耶稣的门徒。
And they became the disciples of Jesus.
那门徒的意思就是学生。
And the meaning of disciples is to be students.
学生就要学习。
And for a student, you are to be a learner.
要学习就要上学校。
And if you are to learn, you are to go to school.
所以今天我们的题目是门徒的学校。
And so today we speak of the school of the disciple.
我们在普通的生活里面。
In our daily lives.
我们做父母的生了孩子以后。
For us as parents, after we've...
我们就预备他们要上学。
We've raised our children up. We're preparing them for school.
所以他们要上幼稚园
，kindergarten，
上小学
，elementary school，
上中学
，middle school，
上大学
，college，
然后上研究所
，and PhD。
我们希望他们拿到学士。
We hope that they could be at least
拿到硕士。
Bachelor's, master's,
master's， 然后希望他们拿到博士
，PhDs。
好，拿到博士又找不到工作，就博士后。
If you are a PhD but you don't have a job, then go for a postdoc.
所以要一直的学习。
So we are to learn all the days of our lives.
但是在我们普通的生活里面，我们学什么
？But in our daily lives, what are we to learn?
咱们中国人的家长都希望你的儿女学物理。
So our Chinese parents, we may tend to want our children to learn physics,
化学
or chemistry.
理工科
or something engineering,
数学
mathematics,
电脑
or computer science,
土木
or civil engineering.
你没有发现学文科的很少。
You realize that there are very few in the world of arts.
我不知道你们在座有多少是学莎士比亚文学的。
How many of you have learned the Shakespearean literature?
我在南亚读书的时候有一课就是莎士比亚的戏剧。搞得我头昏脑胀。
And so when I was in school, there was in fact a course on Shakespeare, and it gave me a terrible headache.
我们都是学理科的，没有很少学文科的。
Most of us are in fact in the sciences and less in the arts or humanities.
但是文科很重要。
But the arts and humanities are important too.
所以有一次我在《使者》杂志写了一篇文章。
So once I was writing in a magazine.
就讲到这个问题。
And I said I addressed this issue.
结果有一个家长就听了我的话，要他 儿子去读经济。
And so a parent heard, heeded what I wrote and encouraged the child or the son to take up economics.
History.
But he was unable to find a job. So she said, it's all my fault because I'm the one who commended the arts and the son took up history.
我再不敢建议人读文科,
given this case study of a person who became jobless by my recommendation, I have refrained.
读什么是你的选择?
So whatever you're to study, it is your choice.
所以我们要学,
but we have to learn.
耶稣在这里告诉我们说, 要学我的样式,
you are to follow my example.
那这个, 今天我们讲到的题目是根据这一句话来的, 是门徒的学校, 是要学耶稣的样式。
And so with the disciple, the school of the disciple, it is to take up as Jesus is.
我们喜欢效法人。
We tend to like to imitate.
我们喜欢羡慕人。
We like to envy.
年轻人, young people, 有我们的这个idols, 我们的偶像。
And so the young ones may have their idols.
所以他们把 Michael Jordan 放在他的卧室里面, 喜欢打篮球的, 把 Lin Sanity 放在他的卧室里面。
And so for anyone who is passionate about basketball, you may have Michael Jordan or Jeremy Lin, Lin Sanity in the room.
我读神学院的那个神学院, 有一个院长年纪比较大, 所以他走路的时候要拄一个拐杖。
So the seminary that I was in, the headmaster is pretty old and requires a walking
cane.
And so, in fact, many male students imitated him and also walked around with a cane.
没有拐杖就把树枝砍下来当拐杖。
And if they're not able to get that cane, they will look for a tree branch that is long enough to be one.
后来我们有个院长很喜欢音乐。
Later on, we had a change in headmasters, and this new headmaster is passionate about music, conducting.
所以你发现呢，如果你在香港山顶，香港常州山顶道走路的时候，你会看到一些人在那里这样搞。
So if you go to Hong Kong and one of the peaks, you will see people doing this, conducting.
因为我们的院长很喜欢指挥。
Because our principal loves to conduct.
所以我们的学生就学院长。
And so our students would also learn from the principal.
今天你要学谁?
Today, who are you learning from?
你的idol是谁?
Who's your idol?
我不是要你找idol, 但是你所崇拜的是谁?
Not asking you to look for an idol.
你要学的是谁?
But who are you modeling after? What are you trying to learn?
今天我们要进入
And today we are going to enter the school by Christ.
耶稣在这里说, 到我这里来。
Jesus says, come to me.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
那门徒是要, 门徒是学生, 所以要上学。
And so disciples are students, and students need to go to school.
但是我们进入基督的学校, 没有课本。
As we enter into the school by Christ, there is no textbook.
根据圣经来说, 门徒训练, 耶稣训练门徒的时候, 没有book.
And if we are to look into the Bible, we see that there is no textbook when it comes to discipleship training. Jesus did not use textbooks to teach the disciples.
我们也知道, 到了这个耶稣的基督的学校, 最后也拿不到学位。
We know that they will also not receive a particular certificate at the end.
保罗的, 不是, 彼得的学位是什么?
And so, what did Peter gain at the end of his
他没有学位。
school? He has nothing.
这里11章里面也告诉我们到我这里来。
But here we hear, come to me.
那是什么样的人要来学习?
Then what kind of people would come to Jesus?
他说, 耶稣说, 烦劳苦, 担重担的人。
Jesus says, all you who are weary and burdened.
劳苦的意思是跋涉长途。
And so one who is weary is someone who has traveled a long distance.
就是在人生的道路里面经过千错万苦。
And so someone who has gone through many ups and downs, pits and peaks.
或者说经历很多的艰难。
Someone who has encountered much difficulties in life,
生命受到很多的冲击跟挫折,
or have received much impact, or has been despairing.
显得生命痛苦,
and so there is such pain in life.
那也有解释说，这个劳苦是表示在信仰上一直在追寻的结果，自己的努力没有结果。
And for someone who is weary, could be someone who is pursuing religiously.The religion, but yet has no result to show.
也是讲到法利赛人，他们只有外表的行为，但是内心没有真正的安息跟平安。
It also refers to the Pharisees who have the external things to show, but there is no rest internally.
所以他们有重担压身。
And so they are weighed down.
然后对这些人，耶稣向他们发出呼声。
So to these people, Jesus calls out to them.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
All you who are weary and burdened, you can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
That I will give you rest.
这里耶稣特别讲到说，你们要学我的样式。
Jesus here says you are to be as I am.
那就讲到这个教学的耶稣教学的内容。
And so here Jesus says.Gives us the syllabus.
刚刚我们说到，耶稣的学校没有课本。
Earlier we mentioned that there is no textbooks for.
耶稣的学校也没有学位。
In Christ's school, there's no honor.
但是在耶稣的学校里面有很多学习的内容。
But yet there is much to learn.
第一个就是讲到你们要负我的轭。
And the first is to say, take my yoke upon you.
那讲到负轭的时候，可能你如果没有在乡下住过的，比较容易难以了解。
So it may be more difficult for us to just picture and understand it what a yoke is if we have not stayed in a rural area, perhaps.
我小的时候是在逃难的时候。
When I was younger, I was in fact running from disasters.
本来是住在汉城首尔大都市里面。
I used to live in Seoul, the big city.
但是因为战争的关系，我们要逃难。
But because of war, we
所以就逃到乡村去。
We had to escape into the rural areas.
那在乡村呢，需要生活。
And yet we need to still sustain a living.
我的先父在山东的时候也是种田的。
So my forefathers, when they were in Shandong, they too were farmers.
啊，到了。那个时候他也会做一点农田的工作。
And at that time they would work the fields.
所以我小的时候就看到牛耕田。
So when I was younger, I saw cows.
牛耕田的时候这个脖子上面要放一个轭。
And so on the cattle, we will see that they would bear a yoke.
然后后面要拖一个车。
And that they would...
这个犁沟的就是沟土的车子轮子。
And they would carry a plow behind them.
那个时候我就看到这个牛呢，如果你这个它这个绳子你把的不正的话，歪的话，这个牛呢就不能走。
And we see that if the rope that is tied around the neck of this cow is not secured well.Then it actually destabilizes the cattle.
那两个有的是一个牛，有的是两个牛的话，俩就同负一轭。
And we'll see that there are times where it's a singular cow, and there are times where it's two. When it's two, they share the burden. They share the same yoke.
那这个时候两个牛走的时候要同步。
And if the two cows are to move forward, they are to move in unison.
所以我想到耶稣讲你们要负我的轭的时候，
So when I think of Jesus saying take my yoke upon you,
我就想到今天我们学耶稣学我的样式，跟耶稣一起负轭。
I hear him say learn from me in the sense of taking up the yoke together.
这个是很抽象的东西。
This is a rather abstract principle.
但是这个是非常实际的问题。
Yeah, at the same time, it's a very practical matter.
我们如果不服主的轭,
if we do not take up the Lord's yoke,
我们就不能得安息,
then we will have no rest.
但是我们服主的轭的时候,
but if we are to take on the Lord's yoke,
怎么样服主的轭呢?
Then how is it that we're going to take up his yoke?
第一点就是我们要有一个乐意的心。
First, we need to have a heart that's willing.
那我们刚刚讲到负轭呢，大多数都是牛用牛来耕田。
So when it comes to the imagery of a yoke, we see it more in the fields.
那这个牛呢，有的是很听话的。
And so there are cows that are obedient.
那听话的时候，这个轭放在它的脖子上，开始这个主人一让它走的时候，这个耕田就很顺利，一道一道的把那个。
And so if the yoke is placed properly on the cow and the cow is obedient to the directions of the owner, then the work would be very smooth. And the owner would also be pleased. But we also have cows that are obstinate. And at the same time, we have Christians who are obedient and there are those who are not.
听话的信徒呢，牧师就很高兴。
And so if the congregation, you have obedient congregation, the pastors will be glad.
要不听话的话，这牧师就很头痛。
And the pastors would have a headache if the congregation
is not. 就是要用一个 你今天你我父主的轭要用一个快乐一个喜乐的心还是一个乐意的心
We are to bring a heart that is joyful, that is glad when we take on the yoke of the Lord.
那第二个心就是同一的心
That we have to have a heart that is unified.
我刚才讲到说 你要跟主一起负轭
That we are to have the yoke with the Lord.
与主同负一轭
That we are to have the yoke together with the Lord.
那就是说，今天我们要与主同行。
That we are to walk with the Lord.
好像跟主绑在一起。
That we are tied together to the Lord.
所以你要走的时候要跟主同步。
As we walk in unison.
要知道主的心意是什么。
That we know the heart of the Lord.
朝着主的方向去走。
And we walk in the direction of the Lord.
那你才会。 有休息，有安息。
Then there will be rest in you.
第三个是委身的心。
Another is a heart that is committed.
这个轭呢，这个牛要耕田的时候，这个轭一上去的时候。
And so with the yoke once it's placed on the cow.
如果这个工作没做完，
if the work is not done,
它不会在。 到田的中间，忽然间说：“好了，休息吧，不干了，把它拿下来。”
You're not going to remove the yoke in the middle of the field, even if it's the close of the day.
他一定这个轭带上去以后，一定要把工作做完，说工作不完不能停工。
So once you are yoked, you have to finish the work. If you do not finish the work, you do not stop.
还有呢，主人如果是不把这个轭拿下来的话。
And if the owner does not remove the yoke, then the cow itself cannot remove the yoke.
我不知道我讲这个负轭的事情，你们听得糊里糊涂。
I'm not sure if you're left confused at this moment when I'm talking about this.
简单的来 summarize 一下。
To simply summarize,
就是说，如果你要跟从耶稣。
If you are to follow Jesus,
你要上耶稣的学校,
that if you are to attend his school,
你要学主的样式,
that you have to learn from
你要把这个棍子压在你的身上,
him, and if the yoke is to come upon you,
你要很高兴,
that,
乐意的心,
that you have to be glad in her heart.
你要知道这个是主要你做的,
if you are willing, because you know that this is the Lord's work for you, and you are to be in unison with the Lord.
坚持到底，要委身。
if you receive this yoke, then you are to be persistent and you keep at it in the commitment that you have to the Lord.
如果主不把它拿下来,
if the Lord does not take the yoke off, you continue to have, you're continuously yoked.
但是我可以告诉你, 根据主的应许, 这个恶不会使你更痛苦。
I can tell you by the promise of the Lord that this yoke will not cause more suffering for you.
这里是因为你劳苦担重担,
it is because it is for those who are weary and burdened.
到主这里来,
that they have come to the Lord and the Lord has now placed the yoke
upon them.
And this yoke, in fact, brings you rest. This is where it is so wondrous.
那耶稣说,
Jesus says, you are to learn from me. We've talked about being yoked.
这里说,
to be as I am.
那主的样式是什么样子?
Then who is the Lord? What is his mode?
不是外表的问题。
It's not about the external appearance.
我的样式, 我们看看你的样式, 你的style, 我的style。
It is not about looking at our respective styles.
早上我们看到我们的Samuel穿的这个jacket, 太漂亮了。
This morning I was looking at Samuel's jacket and I thought,
所以我就想, 哎, 我也有一个这个jacket。
And I was thinking, well, I have this jacket too.
我早知道他穿这个,我也穿这个。
If I knew he was wearing this,
我们两个就比较配,
and then we could hashtag twin. I look a little too formal.
但是今天我们学耶稣不是学这个外表的form。
But this morning, well, when we learn from Jesus, we're not learning at this external form.
年轻人有年轻人的style。
The young ones have their youthful style.
老年人有老年人的style.
The elderly have their own styles.
这些学不学都不关重要.
These are not important.
但是这里耶稣要我们学我的样式.
Here Jesus says, learn from me.
耶稣的样式是什么?
Then who is Jesus and what is his
form? 这里说我心里柔和谦卑.
Jesus says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
这里主耶稣基督要我们学的是心里的问题。
Jesus wants us to learn something of the matter of the heart.
是心的改造。
It is about the transformation of the heart.
不是外表的转型。
It is not the change in our external appearance.
我心里柔和谦卑。
Jesus says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
首先我们讲柔和。
First we talk about gentle.
这柔和的意思就是忍让。
One is to be able to give way.
忍让的意思就是我情愿吃亏。
Gentleness is to take on the cost.
我不跟人家争。
That I'm not going to fight it out with another.
今天很多家庭的问题。
Oftentimes in our families.
社会的问题。
Or in society.
教会的问题。
In the church.
都是因为我们不肯忍让。
Oftentimes it's because we're not willing to give way.
你知道你在开车的时候,
if you think about you driving on the road,
你从一个旁道边上的道要进到highway的时候,
and as you're coming onto the highway from an entry ramp,
这个地方有一个三角形的标志,
there is a sign,
上面写一个字, yield.
It says yield,
让,
yield.
所以这个从这个旁道进去的车子要让。
And so the cars that are coming in from the entry
但是我们知道很多时候从这边旁道要上highway的人要做什么? 会抢。
So oftentimes instead of yielding we try to snatch.
有时候我请你原谅他们。
And so we say, Lord, may we forgive them.
因为车子太多,他如果不抢的话,他上不去。
Because it is understandable with so many cars coming in.
但是很多时候就在这个不让抢的时候就发生了车祸。
But if there's no giving way or if there's no adjustment made, then the next thing is an accident.
所以我常在想, 就算你有, you have the right of way, 你有 right of way, 你有权利先走的时候, 你要让。
And there are times where you have to consider, even if you have the right of way, you too should give way.
当然你要智慧, 你看看你的后面, 有没有车紧跟着你?
Of course, we do have to give a check in our rear mirror to see if there's a car tailing us.
你在主干道上, 如果车不是很多的话, 你就让这个人先走。
If you're on the main if you're on the main thoroughfare, then just give way.
你可以slow down一点。
You could slow down a little.
这样子大家都很顺利的就过去了。
And in that way, the traffic would flow.
耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，这个柔和就是忍让的意思。
Jesus does say, I am gentle and humble in heart, and when it comes to gentle,
这样的忍让,
it is to
give way. 人际关系,
it is to, when it comes to your personal relationships,
家庭关系,
or family relationships,
社会关系,
or relationships in society,
教会关系,
within the church,
都会和平相处,
that you start to see it being made more peaceable.
尤其是在我们夫妻的关系里面, 你不要说, 总是要说最后一句话。
Perhaps you're not to be the one to be the last word freak.
如果每一个人都要说最后一句话, 这个争吵永远不会停止。
If, for example, between a husband and wife, you're always the last one to have the last say, then you never have an end to your quarrels.
当你忍让的时候,
when you're patient and in giving way,
事情会在不知不觉当中改变过去。
In fact, matters will start to undergo a change without you even knowing.
对不起, 我打一个岔,
and so,
这个关灯是为什么?
Just a question.
我不是在演戏啊, 如果是不是 technical problem, please turn on the light.
We're wondering about the drama of the lights off.
如果是 technical problem, 我就不管了。
If it's a technical,
如果是你们要把下面都的黑漆漆麻糊的, 我都看不到你们的脸 这个不是教会 这个不是讲台 所以我要看你们的脸
If you're able to turn on the lights so that we can see your faces, that would be wonderful. We're not in a theater. It's not a performing stage. But if it's a technical issue, then no problem.
因为这个地方的设备就是 stage. It's not a podium, 不是 pulpit.
Yeah, we're not trying to change the podium into a performance stage.
好,
okay.
我总是会表示我的想法, 这也是我的问题, 但是我不喜欢, 我看不到人啊,
yeah, I do wish to look at your faces.
That's why 我不喜欢在Zoom上讲道, 因为在Zoom上讲道, 我看不到会众。 你们的表情我也不知道，高兴不高兴我也不知道。所以，我所有自从疫情解决就是淡下去以后，有些教会请我去Zoom讲道，我不去，我不讲，我只是现场的，现场的我都去，三个人五个人我都去，坐飞机八个小时，三个小时我都去，这是我的责任，要讲道。 但是我不要讲给这个电脑的，对不起，这是我的看法。好了，讲到耶稣基督柔和谦卑，讲的第一个柔和的第一个是忍让，第二个呢是顺服。So
back to Jesus and his teachings. First is gentle, and then next we see humble.
柔和的第二个表现是顺服，那就是说在逆境中接受命令。
When there is an obedience, you do receive the instruction even when goings get tough.
在不同意的时候也说是。
Even when you're in conflict, you say yes.
说我对你所说的，你要求我做的，我不同意，我也说是。
In the disagreement, you do still say yes.
但这个不容易啊。
This is not easy.
耶稣说，彼得把网撒到右边，就彼得。
When Jesus called Peter to cast his net to the right, Peter is saying, well, I've done that the whole night. Why should I do that again?
但一从你的话,
but by your instruction, I will.
所以他不同意耶稣的,
so he does not agree with Jesus.
不同意的也要听话, 照你的话, 一从你的话,
But in our disagreement with Jesus, we still obey.
那彼得是心不甘情不愿。
And so even though Peter was not willing,
但是温柔的人顺服是心甘情愿。
But when there is gentle and humble in heart, you do obey.
天主教训练他们的神父的时候
within the Catholic Church, when they train up their priests,
要把一棵植物倒在这个树根朝上树叶朝下种到肚子里。
One of the training that they go through is to take a branch that has a root but plant where there's the leaves into the soil.
然后问这个学生说好不好看。
And they will ask the students, does this look good?
他只能说好看。
And all he could say, or the priest could say, is this
looks good. 开始的时候都不愿意说，这个明明不好看。
And in the beginning, they refused to say that this looks good.
他们要训练学生顺服。
But they're training their disciples to
obey. 那感谢主，耶稣不是这样训练我们。
But we thank the Lord that Jesus does not train us this way.
但是我们知道，心里柔和的人就自然对这个悖逆中逆境中的命令还是要乐意的接受顺服。
And so it speaks of this humility in the heart, where in a very conflicting situations there will still be a willingness to obey.
所以环境好不好都要顺服。
So whether the environment is good or poor, there is obedience.
我们主耶稣就是这样。
This is our Jesus Christ.
他从天上来到地上。
He came from heaven to earth.
道成肉身。
He became flesh.
来到这个充满了世界、充满了罪的世界。
He came into the world filled with sin.
但是他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
But he was obedient even onto the cross.
那这个温柔不是软趴趴的。
And so to be humble is not to be soft.
那温柔不是好好先生。
And to be humble is not to be Mr. Nice Guy.
他什么都行，什么都好。
Everything is a yes man.
温柔还有一个特点就是正直。
To be
upright 啊，正直。那就是他该发怒的时候就发怒。
To be gentle, there is righteousness and there is rightness.
不该发怒的时候不发怒。
When something needs to be said, it will be said. When something
needs to be held back, it will be. 今天我们的社会，我们的世界。
We see our world today.
太少正直的人。
We do have very few righteous people.
特别是该发怒的时候不发怒。
When there should be anger and fury, there isn't.
你从电视上看到多少人在抢劫。
From the TV broadcast, we see much burglary.
Starbucks 好多店所要关门了。
We see that Starbucks are closing.
好像 Walgreens 的也有好多地方要关门了。
And we see that Walgreens have also shut their stores.
都有人去，很多人去抢啊。
Because many have burglarized the stores.
没有人管。
But there doesn't seem to be any anger.
这个人太，今天掌权者太温柔了。
People in the authorities,
什么都让。
In the positions they tend to give way to anything.
什么都听他们的。
And everything.
没有正直。
That in fact in this there is no righteousness.
啊，其实他们也不是温柔，也不是顺服。
And so in that sense they are neither gentle nor obedient.
没有正直。
But there is no justice.
没有胆量。
That there is no courage.
没有不肯付代价来做领导。
And there is unwillingness to pay the price to be a leader.
耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑。
Jesus says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
所以当耶稣要医治一个人的时候
So when Jesus is to heal someone,
法利赛人在安息日怎么可以做这样的事
The Pharisees say, how can you do this on the Lord's day? Sorry, on the Sabbath.
耶稣就怒目看着他们
But Jesus stared at them with indignation.
在安息日害命救命等等哪一种可以做
That what is to be done on the Sabbath?Is it to save or to not save a soul?
今天一个人在纽约街上走走路，好好的，砰一下子给人打倒。Nobody say anything.
And today, when we see news such as people just walking in New York and randomly getting punched,
this, 如果你问我，我会去做，我也不敢做。
And yet there is silence from the crowd. If you ask me, will I do something? I'm not quite courageous.
我没有这个权利。
Nor do I have the authority.
但是政府有权利。
What about the government?
政府有权利要执行他的正义。
The government needs to execute its justice.
耶稣说我心里柔和。
Jesus says, I am gentle.
耶稣也说我心里谦卑。
Jesus says, I am humble in heart.
当然谦卑这个词我们听过很多。
Of course, we may have heard many definitions for humility.
我们每个人都要学习谦卑。
We say we are to be humble.
有一个人说, 哎呀, 那个牧师每次走路都是这样子很谦卑。
We may say that, oh, there's a pastor who walks like this. That means the pastor is humble.
后来人家说他不是谦卑,他有胃病。
In the end, it was revealed that he had gastrointestinal issues, not that because he was humble.
他有 stomach problem. 那谦卑不是,也不是外表。
Humility is not an external thing.
谦卑的意思就是不亢不卑，就是不自大，也不屈从，屈己从人。
When it comes to humility, it's not to be proud and it's not only to follow others.
也不是你说什么我都听。
It's not to be a yes man. It's not to be a yes man.
谦卑也是不折不扣。
When it comes to humility, it is perfectly balanced.
这不折不扣呢, 英文可以翻作 discount.
It is not discounted.
就是打折扣。 我是不折不扣的人, 就是说我一点都不降低我的价值。
That there is no devaluing of myself.
比如说我是你去买东西啊, 这个东西是5块钱。
So perhaps sometimes you are going for you're shopping for an item.
哎，过了一个礼拜，没有人买。
After a week, no one's buying this item.
下个礼拜去的时候，这个东西还在。
And next week, the item is still there.
商家聪明，一直摆着没用，就 discount。 So,
in order to push the sales, we may drop it from 5 to 250. And so someone might have
buy it at 250.
But when it comes to humility in heart, there's no devaluing. There's no lowering of our worth. I am. So there is no discounts. And that it is perfectly on the right track.
不偏不倚就是不为讨好别人而改变自己。
That there is no warping or straying from the path just so as you could please someone.
谦卑简单的意思呢,就是看自己看得合乎中道。
And so humility is to judge yourself by the faith that you've been given.
不要把自己看得过高。
That you do not overestimate yourself.
也不要把自己看得过低,
nor do you underestimate yourself.
知道你自己是谁,
that you do know who you are.
这个就好了,
this is great.
我举一个例子,
so an example.
我刚刚说我读的那个神学院的院长很会指挥,很会喜欢音乐。
So earlier I talked about this principal who loves to conduct music.
那我也在那个学校, 读了3年半,
I studied in that school for 3.5 years.
也是天天看他指挥,
I see him conducting every day.
也是很多音乐学习,
there is much learning in music.
所以我这个学校毕业出来的人家都以为我的音乐大概也很好。
And so many people assume that I'm also very musically equipped.
所以有一年我在台湾,
there was 1 year I was in Taiwan.
一个我那时年轻二十几岁，我的老板是一个很有名的牧师。
So I was about 20 in my 20s, and my boss is a very famous pastor.
人家请他去讲道。
They invited him to go preach.
所以他们就请我去领诗。
And they invited me to go and lead.
那我觉得我是这个。 神学院毕业的, 音乐很棒的, 所以我就答应了。
And so, because I thought that I've graduated from this seminary, I'm musically pretty good, so I agreed. And so, initially, I thought, well, I'm doing well in my conducting. Except for what happened was I was not able to sing, and so the congregation could not follow. And so it was a very long 20 minutes. After leading that particular prayer session, I sat down. The speaker came up to preach. But he knows how to play the piano. He's able to sing. He actually knows how to conduct. After he heard, he was my boss. He was very dissatisfied. So what he did was to re-lead the prayer session. That day I was very sad. But I learned a good lesson. To learn to be humble. Although I felt smacked on the spot. But it was, I learned a lesson.
从那一天开始到今天,
from that day on till today, I have never led praise ever again.
我谦卑,
I've been humbled.
我学了谦卑, 就是我不是学了谦卑, 我就学了, I know who I am.
I've learned a precious lesson of knowing who I am.
I know who I am. I have. 我会做什么, 我不会做什么, 我是老几,
I know who I am, what I'm able to do. I know my position or my place.
谦卑就是看自己, 看得合乎中道,
and to be humble is to regard yourself by the faith that you've been given.
不高不低,
that is neither too high nor too low.
不要觉得自己什么都不行,
that you do not regard yourself as completely useless.
也不要觉得什么都行,
but you are not absolutely competent in all things.
没有你不行,
that you are that you're indispensable.
我们在教会里更要学这个功课, 不要觉得没有你不行, 因为教会没有你, 已经几十年, 等你走了, 他还会继续成长, 对不对?
That this church has been around for a while, and it was around even when you were not here, so you're not indispensable.
我在马里兰教会32年,
I was in the Maryland church for 32 years.
我现在已经离开八,快九年了,
I've left, it's been about 9 years since I've left.
他们过得好好的,
they've been living pretty well.
没有你一样的,
we all,
但是我不自卑,
but I do not feel insecure.
我也不自高,
there's no high or low self-esteem.
我做了我该做的事,
I've done what I am to do.
现在的事我不管,
and so what is to come now in the past 9 years, not me. I know who I am.
不把自己看得太高,
that I do not overestimate myself.
非我不可,
that it has to be me.
也不要把我看得太低,
nor do I underestimate myself to say that I'm useless.
我昨天讲了,
that God can use all kinds of people.
好, 第三个就是学习, 学习的目标,
so, what is the goal of this learning from Christ, and that is to be given rest. Our Lord is a gentle and humble Lord.
你跟他在一起的时候,
when you are with someone who is gentle and humble, you actually will be at rest.
你有没有发现,一直跟他聊天,怎么,
have you noticed that there are some people that you are with and it's very easy to have a conversation? But if you're with a boss who is very ruthless, then it becomes very nervous.
有的人都说,哎呀,不敢去,都进到办公室,赶快逃,快快地跑到自己的那个角落,不要被老板看到。
that you're trying to find your quickest exit way when you're in the office.
我在牧会的时候，我的秘书来我的办公室跟我说话。
When I was pastoring, the secretary would come into my office.
她常常站在那里就一直抓她的腿。
And then when she's standing at the door, she would scratch her leg.
为什么？
Why is that?
太紧张了。
She's very nervous.
太紧张了。 我说你不用怕我。
So you don't have to be afraid of me.
也不咬人，也不吃人。
I do not bite you, nor will I eat you.
但是可能我的对某些事情要求很高， 所以她每次把她做的东西来给我看的时候，都会很紧张。
But perhaps because I have very high expectations on certain matters, so when she presents the work, she's very nervous.
我要讲的是，主耶稣是柔和谦卑的。But
we have to remember, Jesus himself is gentle and humble.
你我可以坦然无惧地来到耶稣面前。
That we can come boldly, openly, without fear to Jesus.
在他那里，他给我们安息。That
it is in him that he will give us rest.
而马太福音也告诉我们说，主的轭是容易的。
In Matthew, it tells us that the yoke of Jesus is easy and his burden is light.
那这句话听起来好像是很抽象。
It does sound abstract.
主的轭很容易，怎么什么轭呢？
What is this easy yoke?
我刚才也解释了很长的时间，你说到底主的轭是怎么事情呢？
So earlier I've spent some time describing what the yoke of Christ is.
主耶稣说我的担子是轻型的，什么担子呢？ 主的担子是什么呢？
And when Jesus says, my burden is light, what is this burden?
所以我举一个例子。
So another example.
那一个小哥哥背着一个小弟弟。
And so an older brother carrying, piggybacking a younger brother.
那有人看见呢，看这个小弟弟很重的样子。
And so a passerby was looking at that and thought, wow, it might be the little brother might be pretty heavy.
就说哇，好一个重担。Might
say, wow, what a burden.
小哥哥立刻就回答说。But
the older brother said,
他不是重担。He's
not a burden.
他是我弟弟。He
is my brother.
耶稣的轭。 你看起来是重吗？不是，它不是一个重担，它是轻型的。And
so when we look at this supposed burden, it is not a burdensome burden. It is in fact light.
小弟弟在哥哥的身上不是重担。That
when you have a little brother on the back of a big brother.
这个关系好的时候，the
little brother is not a burden, and when the relationship is good.
这个关系亲密的时候，and
when it's intimate.
什么东西都会轻型。All
things will be light.
关系好的时候，没有惧怕。When
the relationship is right, there is no fear.
有爱的时候，就没有压力。When
there is love, there is no stress.
我到这个中国的这个昆明那一带。When
I visited Kunming in China.
我们在街上走的时候，看到纳西族的女人。When
we're walking along the streets, we see a tribal group called Nashi.
Nashi 的 minority, 马西族的女人呢，她们后面背一个筐子。And
so they would carry with them a.
里面坐的是她的丈夫。There
is.
然后这个筐子冒烟。筐子。一个 basket.
A basket. Thank you. Carry a big basket, in the basket is the husband. And there is smoke coming out of the basket.
It's a smoke. 因为外面后面背的是丈夫在筐子里面抽烟。
There is smoke because the husband is smoking.
但是这个太太走路的时候，我们看她走得好高兴啊。
But when we look at this wife, you see that, wow, this wife is actually pretty chirpy.
这个当然这是他们的风俗。
Because this is their culture.
我也感觉这是爱，如果不爱的话，就把它丢到河里面。And
I'm thinking, I could feel the love, because if there's no love, I would have just thrown the guy into the river.
所以，我的担子是轻型的。So
my burden is light.
我的轭是容易的。My
yoke is easy.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为有爱。Because
there is love.
有爱的话，什么事情都可以做，都能做。
Because when there is love, you could do all things.
所以你们来，耶稣说， 劳苦担重的人，担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
So Jesus says, you do come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest.
主是给安息的主。
The Lord is one who gives rest.
我们得安息是从信靠主而来。
When we receive rest, when we have the trust and dependence on God.
信靠就是完全的依赖。
And is to have complete dependence on the Lord.
全然的交托,
to totally commit.
今天你我能不能够像拿西主的这个丈夫?
And so are we able to be like this husband within this particular minority?
拿西主这个丈夫坐在妻子背的筐子里面安然自得还可以抽烟。
That somehow we are so rested in the basket and to be able to have a whiff. Because there is complete trust in the wife.
完全的交托,
to have complete, to entrust himself fully into her back.
把自己整个的人放在这个筐子里,
and that he would place himself in that basket so that he would be carried.
你为什么不安息?
Why is there no rest?
为什么你的心里面跳跳蹦蹦?
Why is there such turmoil in you?
为什么你的心里不安?
Why is there no rest?
因为你没有信靠,
because there is no trust.
你没有交托,
you have not entrusted,
你没有依赖主,
that you have not depended on the Lord.
如果像这个人，你全部交给他主。
But if you are to bring your whole self to the Lord,
你说主啊,
the Lord, tell the Lord,
一切都在你手中,
I'm not going to be in control, you're the one in control.
那你就安息,
you will have that rest.
想安息是从经历主来的,
to experience rest is to come from the Lord. To experience the Lord is to trust in the Lord. And to have that rest is to have experienced the Lord.
人生的波浪,
that in the waves that comes at you in life,
危机的突破,
when there are breakthroughs in crisis,
艰难的围困,
when there are difficult circumstances that surround,
主都领你走过来,
that the Lord is able to lead you through it all.
你经历这些吗?
Have you experienced all these?
你经历了人生的风浪吗?
Have you experienced these waves that come at you?
我有。
I have.
你经历了危机吗?
Have you experienced crisis?
每个人生命中都会遇到很多危机, crisis.
In fact, we will encounter crisis in our lives.
但是上帝给你突破了。
But God has given you breakthroughs.
多少的艰难上帝给你解决了。
In all the difficulties, they find themselves resolved.
主带领你走过了旷野,
the Lord will lead you through the wilderness.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
享受主的安息吧,
come and enjoy this rest in the Lord.
好, 今天我们讲基督门徒的学校,
and so we speak about the school of
这个,
the Lord.
这个学校其实是耶稣的,
and so this school is not ours, but the Lord's.
是基督的学校,
it is Christ's.
我们要进这个学校去学,
if we are to go into this school,
那我做一个总结, 这个基督的学校, 第一是毕不了业的学校,
this is a school that you will never graduate from.
那这个学校没有留级, 啊, 一直读三年,
there is no retention. You're not always stuck in third grade.
你一直在进步, 一直往前走, 但是没有毕业的时候,
there is always improvement, always progress, but never graduation.
基督的学校是没有文凭的学校,
and in Christ's school, there are no honorary degrees.
那知道, 你知道, 如果你要拿文凭的话,
if you're trying to learn so that you could earn a degree at the end,
那现在读大学要花很多钱,
That we know that, well, when in college you have to spend a lot of money. 有些基督教办的什么这个课程,
如果你拿 credit 要pay, 如果你不拿 credit audit 就可以免费。
So there are some Christian schools that offers credits. If you're to actually take it on, you have to pay. If it's you're just auditing the class, then you don't have to.
但是基督的学校是不发文凭的。
But within the school of Christ, there is no degree.
是没有文凭的。
That he does not hand you a degree.
所以不用花钱。
So there's no need to pay.
每一个人都读得起。
That everyone could take on his lessons.
我的儿子有三个孩子。
My son has three children.
我应该说我们的儿子，因为师母也是有份的。
I should have said our child has
three 现在有一个上大学,
one is going to college now.
他就跟我讲这个三公三个孩子读大学是他剩下这辈子的 burden.
And he says that there's only one burden left in his life, and that is to financially support all his three children.
现在读大学要花很多钱。
You do have to pay a hefty fee for college education.
请你来基督的学校免费。
But we are inviting you to come into Christ, Christ's school. It is free of charge.
基督的学校是没有文凭的学校，不用花钱。基督的学校是学做人，不是学做事。
And in Christ's school, you are learning to be a human, not to do work.
How to be a man, or how to be a person, not a skill.
You're learning how to be a person, not about skill training.
所以基督的学校不是职业学校。
And so it's not a technical school.
有人说，那我去念个神学，我就可以来做牧师、做传道，然后我就可以挣钱。那不是挣钱的事。
And you have to. Some may say, "Well, I'm going to a seminary so that I could be trained and equipped to be a pastor, so that I could earn some money." Well, being a pastor is not a way for you to gain revenue.
还有基督的学校是世界上没有的学校。
Christ school is one and only on this world, on this earth.
所以是属灵专科。
It is a specialty in spirituality.
讲到生命的塑造。
It speaks about the shaping of your life.
然后基督的学校的学科的 course 是信徒的 必修课。
And so it is a prerequisite course when it comes to Christ's school.
那就是这两个 courses 就是柔和谦卑。
And these two courses are called gentle and humble in heart.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All you who are weary and burdened, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And so take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻型。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
让我们能够一生一世在 基督的学校里学习，塑造我们属灵的生命。
May be that in Christ's school, for all the days of our lives, we'll learn to be shaped in our spiritual life.
我们请起立，一起祷告。
Please rise, and we'll pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
That you sent your only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
从天上来到地上,
to have come from heaven to earth,
做我们的榜样,
that he is to be our model.
保罗说,
Apostle Paul tells us that we are to have the heart of Christ,
他本有神的形象,
that though he has the image of Christ, of God,
与神同等为强多的,
but that he does not deem himself necessary to be equal with God.
反倒虚己成为人的样子,
but that he humbled himself and to be a man.
只有人的样子, 就存心卑微,
and that he was obedient and he was lowly.
存心顺服以至于死,
that he fully was obedient even to death.
且死在十字架上,
and death on the cross.
神把你, 把他升为至高,
and Lord, you have exalted him.
让天上地下, 地底下无不向他屈膝, 口称,
that all knees will bow and call Jesus as Lord. May he be our Savior and Lord. That we will be able to declare to the world that Jesus is Lord. For all glory will be given to our Father in heaven. By the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.